I'm John Frey, and welcome to Classics of the Phonograph, a program in which you look at the outstanding recordings of the 20th century. And today I have a special guest. That special guest is Julia Escobar, who is now in her second year as intern in the John Frey internship here at WILL. And Julia is a graduate student in flute, and will tell you about her activities herself. Welcome, Julia.
I'm really glad to be here. Thank you.
Would you repeat that, please?
I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
And how did you get started with the flute?
So I started playing flute when I was 9 years old, and I took flute lessons from a wonderful person named Sarah McGarry, and I kept taking with her until I was in high school, and I did band in Texas, so I have that Texas band lineage, and just continued on through through undergraduate and got my master's degree, and now I'm here.
You did undergraduate work at the University of Texas?
At Texas State University. That's in San Marcos, Texas.
I see. Yes. And you did the master's level, and now you've moved on to the doctoral level?
Yes, and I did my master's degree here at Illinois as well.
I see. And the professor you're working with?
Dr. Jonathan Keeble.
And this year you have moved on to being a teacher yourself, have you not?
Yes. So I'm a teaching assistant in the flute studio here at Illinois. So I'm in charge of all of the music education undergraduate majors, and I teach the flute methods course and a whole lot of other things I'm really glad to be doing.
Wow, they're keeping you busy.
Yes.
How many students would be in this program?
I believe I have 9 students with flute and piccolo included.
I see. And when you say with piccolo included, some of them are piccolo players?
Yes. So some of them are exclusively taking 30-minute piccolo lessons once a week as opposed to flute lessons.
I see. No one is doing both?
Some are doing both flute lessons and piccolo lessons, but they are considered separate, actually.
I see. And you brought along some records which are especially close to you, and they illustrate flutists you admire, and also music that stretches over centuries, 3 centuries, if I'm right.
Yes.
And says something about the writing for the flute over that period of time. And where do we start?
So we will start with the 18th century with a Mozart flute quartet. So I've collected a variety of recordings this morning from Jean-Pierre Rampal, William Bennett, James Galway, and my former teacher Ada Jones to show you a variety of the flute in various instrumental settings. I'm really glad to be here, and I'm honored to be talking with you, John, considering my job title has your name. So I'm glad to be here. And before I introduce my first piece, I just wanted to dedicate this morning's program to my grandfather, Rafael Ramos. He actually passed away yesterday, and we referred to him as Bebop. And my grandfather, Bebop, he was incredibly supportive in anything music-related I did. A wonderful person and a 3-time war veteran, so I just wanted to dedicate this morning to Bebop. So my first record is a flute quartet by Mozart, and unlike how the title indicates, this flute quartet is actually like a string quartet, but the flute replaces the first violin. So it's for flute, violin, viola, and cello. Performing this record is Jean-Pierre Rampal, who is a seminal figure in the French style of flute playing in the 20th century. He was celebrated internationally and was known for bringing the flute to light as a solo instrument, particularly after World War II. He's remembered by his virtuosic technique, larger-than-life personality, and characteristically vivacious sound on the flute. I chose this record for a few reasons. So Jean-Pierre Rampal is such an icon in our flute history, having provided us with so many recordings, his own edition of works, and having taught a generation of flutists who continue to pass on his ideas. I also have a personal connection to Rampal. My former teacher, Dr. Ada Jones, studied with Jean-Pierre Rampal for several summers, so he's technically my flute grandfather, as we say. And I'm really grateful to have that lineage. And you'll hear my former teacher, Ada Jones, performing on the last piece of this program. So Mozart's flute quartets came from a series of commissions for flute repertoire that Mozart completed between 1777 and 1778, and from these commissions, requested by an amateur flutist, Ferdinand de Jean, we got some of the most standard works for flute that are still frequently performed today, including the concerto in G major and the concerto in D major. And of course, these four flute quartets. And these, all of these pieces by Mozart really form a pillar of classical era works of the flute. And this Mozart D major quartet is especially special for me as I performed it at a chamber music festival in the south of France several years ago. That was called the Zodiac Music Festival. And I played with some wonderful string players, so I will always remember that performance fondly. And particularly the second movement of this quartet, I believe, is some of the most beautiful writing for flute that exists. And the rondo is just so fun to play and to listen to with its constant kind of silly recurring theme. And I really think you can hear Mozart's sense of humor in that movement particularly. So I hope you enjoy the Mozart Flute Quartet in D major, performed by Jean-Pierre Rampal on flute, Isaac Stern on violin, Alexander Schneider on viola, and Leonard Rose on cello.
Be it noted that Rampal made a later recording with Isaac Stern and a different string players, and this is a rather rare recording.
Okay.
And I think, if I may say something about Rampal, he comes from a generation in which the French seemed to own the flute internationally.
Yes.
they had a very famous, chair of flute at the Paris Conservatory with great flute teachers well into the 20th century. But I think we Americans have taken it over, haven't we?
We still take on their ideas. It was kind of a foundation of flute study around the world.
I see. Right. So here is this Mozart recording. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Mozart's Quartet for Flute and Strings. And we heard Jean-Pierre Rampal playing the flute and Alexander Schneider, viola, Leonard Rose, cello, and Isaac Stern playing the violin. And my guest, Julia Escobar, played this at a festival in France. We were talking while the music was going, you say you filmed the performance you did there.
Yes, and it's actually on my YouTube channel. Of course, it's a live performance, so it's not perfect, but I was saying how much I remember that performance fondly, so that if you just look up Julia Escobar, Mozart Flute Quartet, D major, that should come up on YouTube, if any of you are curious.
And you have other things on YouTube.
Yes.
Including what's coming up next.
Yes, so up next we have the first two movements of the Undine Sonata by Carl Reinecke, and this will be performed by flutist William Bennett with Clifford Benson on piano. So this sonata with the subtitle Undine bears the same name as a novella by Friedrich de la Fouque. And in a nutshell, the story is about a water spirit or a mermaid whose name was Undine and her quest to obtain a human soul. So flutists and historians have found elements in this sonata that correlate with that story. However, I believe Reinecke left that up to personal interpretation. This Reinecke sonata is one of the standard flute works of the 19th century, of which there are not too many. You can hear elements of the romantic style of composition with the use of stark contrasts and shifting tonalities for color. This is a wonderful performance by British flutist, or as they say, flautist, William Bennett.
Would you like to say something about him?
Sure. So I chose this record in part because William Bennett passed away this year also in May 2022, and he was loved by many and has a broad network of students from around the world. William Bennett's playing and pedagogy was a fusion of the British school of flute playing, having studied at Guildhall School of Music, and the so-called French school of the Paris Conservatory. And he studied with Geoffrey Gilbert, Jean-Pierre Rampal, who we just heard, and Marcel Moïse.
The 19th century had a thing with water sprites. And earlier in the 19th century, Albert Lortzing wrote an Undine opera. And the real oddity is the writer E.T.A. Hoffmann, who wanted to be a great composer like Mozart, and alas, was not a great composer. He too wrote an Undine opera. And then near the end of the century, of course, Dvorak wrote a water sprite opera by the name of Rusalka, which has become very famous at the Met because of the wonderful aria, O Silver Moon. Well, let's get on to the Reinecke Undine Sonata. We're going to hear what parts?
The first and second movements.
Right. Thank you. Those were the first two movements of the piano of the Undina Sonata for flute and piano. We heard William Bennett, flutist, with Clifford Benson playing the piano.
If reading a newspaper is difficult because of a visual or physical disability, you could lose touch with what's happening in your community. Illinois Radio Reader offers a service at no charge. Friends and neighbors can stay in touch with local news and enjoy magazines and books that are also a part of the programming. Call 217-333-6503 or visit will.illinois.edu to apply for the service.
I'm John Frayne. Joining me today on Classics of the Phonograph is Julia Escobar, a graduate student in flute here at the University of Illinois School of Music. And after Reinecke, 19th century, what do we have coming up on the program?
So coming up, we have a 20th century piece called The Sonata for Flute and Piano by Francis Poulenc. And this one is more like Sonata for Flute and Orchestra, as it's an orchestrated version. And this will be performed by James Galway, Sir James Galway, as he was knighted by the British Empire in 2001. Poulenc completed this sonata in 1957 on an American commission from Elizabeth Coolidge, and it was premiered that same year, 1957, by Jean-Pierre Rampal. And this will be performed by Sir James Galway.
And a play with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Charles Dutoit, and Lennox Barclay did the arranging. We were talking just now at the unique phenomenon with the flute as a woodwind instrument producing two superstars in the 20th century, and we've heard both of them, that is Jean-Pierre Rampal and James Galway. I don't know what kind of flute Rampal played, but Galway played a gold one, did he not?
Yes, I believe at least for part of his career, Rampal played a gold one as well. I believe it was a gold Haynes.
What?
A gold Haynes. Haynes would be the brand.
I see. Right. We were talking the other day, there is a subtly different sound between silver and gold.
Yes, at least according to flutists.
And according to the people who make them.
Right.
And price them. Well, let's get on with Poulenc, the Sonata for Flute and Orchestra.
Thank you.
The irrepressible music of Francis Poulenc is Sonata for Flute in an orchestral version by Lennox Barclay, James Galway playing his golden flute, with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Charles Dutoit. For our last selection in the program, Julia, it's one that you have a personal connection with. Maybe you can tell us about it.
Yes, so this will be my former flute professor, Dr. Ada Jones, playing on a jazz record, actually. I wanted to show the versatility of the flute, as we've heard, flute with orchestra, flute with a string quartet setting, flute and piano, and now we'll hear flute with a jazz combo and orchestra. So this is Chase the Clouds Away from Chuck Mangione, a jazz trumpeter, album Live at the Hollywood Bowl. Just quickly, quick background, Chuck Mangione used to be director of the Eastman School of Music Jazz Ensemble while my former professor, Dr. Ada Jones, was studying there with Joseph Mariano for flute. And she joined in on some charts with the Jazz Ensemble. And then later, Chuck Mangione went on a tour with this particular album, and he invited Ada back to play. So she's the one playing quick runs on this tune. There's another flutist, Chris Vidala, who's playing the lyrical melodies. So if you hear quick runs, that's my former teacher, Dr. Ada Jones.
Is this live at the Hollywood Bowl or afterwards in a studio?
This was live at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles.
I think there's applause at the end, isn't there?
Yes, I believe so.
Well, that would prove that.
Yes.
Okay, here goes. Thank you.
that was Dr. Ada Jones performing on Chuck Mangione's Chase the Clouds Away. Ada Jones is professor of flute at Texas State University and principal flute of the Austin Lyric Opera.
Julia, thank you so much for coming and bringing your favorite records to share with our listeners today. And we hope to see you again some other time. I hear there's other flute records in the world.
Yes.
a backlog. That's the crowd at the Hollywood Bowl. And that's Chuck Mangione. So, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
The time is 11:59. You're listening to 90.9 WILL FM and HD Urbana with translator W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR and classical music for Central Illinois.